I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, I interview many members of the Knoxville Boys soccer squad who clinched their third state tournament appearance in school history on Thursday night with a 4-1 win over Perry in a Class 2A sub-state final. Well, Jensen Finnegan, congratulations. State bound, though. What a game.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, you got your hat trick, too, right there at the last. What was working for you tonight?
Honestly, I got to give all credit to my teammates. They found me on every shot. I mean, they created every shot. I was just there to finish it. So I got a lot of the recognition, but without them, I could not have done what I did. So
defense, I think, was big because there was a couple close calls there to your goal, but, your defense and Carson came through.
Absolutely, yeah. Dahir, Max, Drake, they do such a good job. And Carson, it takes so much pressure off everybody else when you have a great back line like them. So we couldn't ask for a better defense, honestly.
From the start of the season, this has been the goal, get to state. Now you're there. Is it just, all right, since we're there, we might as well win three more?
Absolutely. We look ahead now. I think hopefully the state will look at this and, think that we're better than what they thought originally. So hopefully we get a better seed and we take on state and hopefully go win a few, maybe win a chip.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Cale Cook, congratulations. Two state tournaments for you in one school year. That not a lot of Knoxville kids can say they've done that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool feeling.
Just talk about the match here. Pretty, I don't know if it was chippy, but it was, no dull moment, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, it was physical out there, but we expected that. It's a sub-state final, and we just pushed ourselves really hard. And
this has been a goal from the start of the season, start of first practice. Now you're there. What's the feeling?
It's great. It just makes all the work we put in that much worth it, that much more worth it.
And you playing teams like Perry throughout the season out of conference to get you ready. How key was that?
It was super key because, teams like Des Moines Christian, I know they were in a sub-state final, and Bondurant, teams like that, they give us a good challenge and really prepares us for this moment.
All right, now you're at state. You may, get a few days to rest, recuperate, but then, when you start thinking, okay, how can we win three more?
Yep. I don't know. We're just going to go to work, rest up here over the weekend, and get ready.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Kason, congratulations. This has got to feel good.
Feels freaking amazing. Oh, my gosh. The past 2 years, making it to sub-state finals, and then we fumbled, and now – oh, my gosh, bro, there's nothing like it, man. I'm so freaking glad, bro.
Obviously, the happy tears, the hard work that all you guys have put into this. So, how much has that paid off for you?
Oh, my gosh, it paid off so much because, it hurt so much seeing all the past seniors, we didn't make it. And now we put in all this hard work through the season, going 12-1-3, and now 13-1-3. It just feels freaking amazing. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless right now.
They were trying to almost kill you out there. You were the biggest kid out there as far as height and, build. How did you stay in the game? I know you came off a couple times, but how did you mentally stay in it?
It's just something I look towards when we come into every single game because I know I'm the biggest. So up top for their defense, I'm going to be their biggest threat. So they're always going to have to be super physical with me. And learning over the years, just trying to control myself because, I don't have I have a lot of anger issues. So over the years, it's really taught me to stay controlled because if you get upset, then you get out of your game. So I had to stay strong for my team, Oh my gosh, it helped me so much. Keeping my head straight, making sure my head is on, It's so good. I freaking love these guys with every single bit of my heart. I don't know what I'd do without them, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. I just love these guys.
Congratulations, Kason.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Max Magana, congratulations. You're finally at state.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was a lot of hard work. That game, I'm not gonna lie, felt like one of the longest 80-minute games of my life. I just kept on looking at the timer, and it was just so slow and so slow. I was like, gosh, this game gets to get done. But yeah, we got it done.
I made the comment to Coach Lindsley after you guys went up 3-1 that, man, that 6 is going to take about an hour and a half to click off. Did it feel like that?
No, hey, you're not wrong. I kept on looking up. I was like, the timer hasn't moved. But yeah, we got it done.
Your hard work, just everybody's hard work from the get-go this season. State was the goal. You know, what does it feel now that you got the banner? And this has also been a pretty good year athletic-wise for Knoxville.
Yeah, I mean, just like going into our freshman year as a class, we were underestimated, I feel like. And the fact that we performed how we have this year as a grade, like, shout out to Landon Norris, shout out to Kobe Higginbotham, I mean, and Hannah Duncan, like, we just, I mean, we've been playing great, and I appreciate the class of 2025, and I appreciate this team.
What's next now? You know, is it, hey, let's win three more?
Yeah, obviously that's the goal. We made it. Why give up now, you know? We might as well give it a shot, so we're going to go do that.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Carvel.
Ezra, congratulations. This has been a long time in coming for your guys.
Yep, it's been a dream since we were playing in club in like the third and fourth grade, and it was even more a dream after we saw the guys do it 6 years ago, and so the fact that we got it, it feels like mission accomplished.
It seemed like it was such a physical game. How did you know, guys get through that?
Yeah, I mean, once you get to this point in the season, you got to just want it. It's going to hurt, and there's going to be some tough moments, but if you keep fighting, you can get it. It comes down to the work you've put in before and the effort you're going to give this day.
Well, I know, you have, faced adversity throughout this year as well. What's it feel like now to be smiling? And, the banner's somewhere around here, but you're going to take a banner home this year.
God's blessed us with getting to play soccer together and keeping us together for all these years, and I've loved every second of it. So it's just a great place to be now.
Next step is state. Obviously goal, win three more.
Yeah, there's nothing to prove that before. We've been overlooked and got a two seed, but we still found our way here. So we're just excited. We're going to keep going for it. Why not?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, Drake Larson, congratulations. This has been a pretty good winter and spring for you.
It has. It's been a lot of fun. I definitely get a lot of grace to my teammates and my coaches and all of that, because without them, none of this would be possible. So it's a lot of fun doing what I do.
Coach Mick has said that the backline defense, which you were part of, he thinks it's one of the best in the state. And, you guys have sure stood up to the challenge almost every time.
We were so confident back there. We really like to play as a team, you know. And, of course, like I said just earlier, that without, like, my teammates, Max Magana, Jaden Dehier, past teammates, Connor Willis, without those guys, I wouldn't be where I am at all. So it's a lot of grace to them.
I mentioned to Kale, you and Kale, and I'm trying to think of other guys who played basketball. That's two state tournament appearances in one school year. Not a lot of Knoxville kids can say that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's a surreal feeling. I know that I've worked so hard for all that I've, you know, received. So I think it's definitely deserving, and I've just got to celebrate as best I can.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, Carson, you've been that last line of defense all year. Couple close calls, but man, you were right there just about every time.
Yeah, a few of them a little shaky back there. Just rough playing surface today. Kind of tough to judge a ball when it bounces off the ground, but we made it work. Attackers did a great job today. Really picked us up. Back line kept it solid all game. We had that one fluke. Good finish by number 18, but we played solid.
Your defense, your backline defense with those guys, how critical have they been all year?
Oh, man, it's great. I mean, without them, I'd be conceding left and right. And I get a lot of praise when I shouldn't, because they make it easy for me. They make the decision-making really easy for me. I know their speed. I've been playing with them for so long now. I just playing off them makes it real easy.
What does this feel like now to finally get that banner that you guys, your senior class, have been so working so hard for?
Yeah, it's been tough past 3 years. We've come up real close, especially the past two, losing the sub-state final. We knew when we got our draw we had a chance to do it, and we knew we probably were the best team in this bracket. Yeah, we had to come on the road, but we knew we had to prove something anyways. So I believe in our guys, and I think everybody's going to believe in us now, too.
Congratulations. Go get them at state.
Thank you.
And that was several members of the Knoxville boys soccer squad who clinched a trip to the state tournament for the third time in school history with a 4-1 win over Perry in a Class 2A sub-state final on Thursday. We will have the first round state tournament matchup with Gilbert Monday night on 95.3 KDIA.